Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making a mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day. New hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and
to be none other than Miss Michelle E. Alford. Some of you know me as Poetic Energy, which is my pen name in the poetry world. I'm so excited about this segment because it encompasses me as a coach. That's a part of my life as well. I have a certification as a life coach, but I recently got a certification as a certified holistic life coach. And simply the difference between the two is, you know, the holistic life coach covers the entire human experience of really creating a happy life for yourself and touching your mind, body, spirit, everything your professional life, your personal life. We teach people how to find the happy place in them, and become a whole person in your daily just activities throughout the day. My motto is for my company, Mia Happy Life Coaching, which is the name of my company. And my tagline is helping all push past you. And that's when, and it spells out happy. How creative am I? Helping all push past you. This is one of the things that I have known to be just a part of my DNA, is to help people be happy in their lives. And a lot of times people feel, you know, think I would not want to be around a person that's happy all the time. But let me just share this with you. You know, just because a person chooses to be happy all the time doesn't mean that we do not go through things in our lives. We are not unrealistic about our outlook on life. We are just people who choose to live our life in a certain way, in a certain manner, each and every day. And as things come, as challenges and temptations come our way, we, as happy people, we know how to deal with them tactfully and without losing it. You know, because when you lose it, you know, you can't think clear. You can't really, you know, you're irrational. And so, you know, it's nothing wrong with wanting to keep a happy, harmonious state of mind, you know, on a day-to-day basis. And that's all I do this for, is, you know, I want to be happy, and I want to teach other people how to be happy in their relationships, and I want to teach them how to know the beauty of the Father. You know, it's just like, being the life coach teaches you how to really also to, you know, embrace your spirituality, not a religion, your spirituality. And this is definitely a distinct difference between the two. One, you have a relationship, and the other one, you appear to have a relationship with the Father. But I'm not going to get into that. I'm not preaching today. We just want to think happy thoughts today. I want to share a couple of happy affirmations with you. A lot of people think that affirmations do not work. But I beg to differ, because anytime you speak something, that's an affirmation. And a lot of times, if you ever notice, if you stop and look and think about it, when you speak certain things and it happens, that means that you affirm that thing to happen in your life. And a lot of people don't believe in how our words can be power in a negative way and in a good way. So, I would say, venture to say, just be careful with your words, because what you say and, you know, you verbalize, you just may manifest that very thing into your life. But here are a list of happy affirmations that I want to share with you. My happiness is reflected in my smile and cheerful personality. See, there's nothing, you know, I'm a type of person, I love to smile. Because it's just like the smile is just the instant light switch that turns on. When you turn on you put on a smile, it's like, you know, something that instantly turns on in you and enlightens your spirit. That's the experience I get when I'm smiling. And it does bring out the bubbly personality, you know, it does something to you, your overall inside. It makes you, you know, your personality truly, truly shine through when you smile. So, you know, I would just say, if you want to have a reason to be happy, smile. If you want to find that happy place, smile. And I guarantee you the energy will ignite and the switch will turn on, and something in the core of you will just turn on and say, wow, what a wonderful feeling to be happy. The next affirmation is, my pleasing and joyful personality is contagious. Now, when a lot of times people have, when they have negative thoughts and they gossip and do those things, and all of those things are contagious as well. So why not allow yourself to put yourself in an environment where you're pleasing and you're joyful and become contagious to people? Because everything else is, you know, people catch on very quickly. Why not be a person that provides that energy, that beautiful quality in a human being, and allow yourself to be that, you know, somewhat of a beacon in the midst of people who live such chaotic lives. Allow yourself to be a happy medium that's contagious to other people, and they're happy, and they don't even know why. You know, because a lot of times people don't know how to grasp on to being happy. They go through life, you know, so overwhelmed with all the cares of life, they don't know how to grab happiness. And I'll say that again, people do not know how to grab happiness. You can find many, many, many ways to grab a piece of happiness each and every day and just replenish a joyful state of mind each and every day. Okay, the next affirmation is, I spring out of bed with joy and excitement. Now, again, this is one of the early things, and you get up in the morning and you feel, and a lot of times people feel grumpy and you know, they don't want to be bothered because they didn't want to get out of the bed in the first place. But let me tell you, if it becomes a pattern of your life to be happy and excited about life, wow, that energy just kind of controls or manages your the things that you may encounter each and every day. It helps you to, you know, go through and navigate through your day in a more peaceful state because you woke up in the morning joyful and excited about life, not caring about what was going to go on in the office in the next few hours, what went on yesterday that you didn't like, you know, none of those things. Every day is a new day, and it should be a day of refreshing for you, not because we deserve another day, but because we were granted another day of life, and anything that we didn't like yesterday in our life, we know by waking up in the morning that we have the opportunity to change our course in life. You know, that is something truly to be happy for. All right. I'm just really excited and just happy just to be sharing affirmations. I wanted to come at a different angle with my conversation today, but I was just kind of led to just talk about being happy. And, you know, one of these days I'm going to really share in an show about some of the experiences, I've had in my life. And people will, then you will truly understand why it is that I choose to be happy in my life. You know, there's everybody has a story. Some people have many stories, but the thing is, never question whether when a person is trying to be positive in their life or be happy, because where there's happiness, there used to be pain. And boy, oh boy, if you've been in a situation where you felt pain and then you found your way back to peace and happiness, boy, you want to shout it to the mountaintop, because, you know, it takes a lot to be able to pull yourself from the valley and make it to the mountaintop. That's all I'm saying, people, that, you know, being happy is definitely something that can be accomplished in your life no matter what you're going through. And, you know, the people that choose to be happy, like myself, on a day-to-day basis, no matter what, we've gone through a lot of things in our life, and a lot of times we don't understand why we go through the trials and tribulations of life. But, you know, the Father always uses many people to be a testament to how great and powerful He is. And so, these are some of the reasons why some of us, we think that while we're going through our circumstances that we're going through it alone, but that's not true. We live to testify that we've overcame something. That means that we have been chosen to speak on behalf of the Father, to let others know that who may not feel like that they can even handle just a little bit of pain, just a little bit of hurt. But when you come and you have a person that says that I've been down to the valley and now I'm, you know, dancing on the mountaintop, that's the kind of testimony that the Father gives. And, you know, of course we have to go through that pain for Him, but it's a momentarily thing. And He won't put us on, you know, anything on us that we can't bear. And, you know, and that's something that I came to know truly within myself, that He will not. And what that really means, a lot of people think that when they speak of the, when that phrase is spoken, that we are not supposed to experience things, hurtful things in our lives, but that's not true. The thing is that when we experience those things in our lives, those unhappy moments, He's able, the Father, the Almighty, whatever, the higher power, the universe, whatever you want to call Him, but I call Him the Almighty, He's able to take your life from the valley and bring you to the mountaintop. And He puts you in a position where you are a testimony to others, which is an awesome, awesome, awesome thing. All right, let me go on with some more happy affirmations. I am excited about the new day and look forward to it with anticipation and interest. I love this one. I love this happy affirmation because a lot of people are so, so burdened down with everything that they're dealing with in their lives. They don't anticipate the next day. Some even dread, about the next day coming. And you should never, ever, ever have to live your life as that, not wanting to see what tomorrow brings. Because that puts you in a really, really low place, very despondent state of mind. And that tells you that there is something within yourself that you need to deal with that has to come out of you that tells you, I don't feel like living for tomorrow. I don't feel like I hate that tomorrow is going to come. When you start speaking those things out of your mouth, then you are at a breaking point. But the good news is, the happy news is, that you could get beyond that and learn to anticipate the very next day or the very next moment. Excited about life, excited about what you can do more in your life to improve your life. A lot of times, the one thing that scares people is that they don't know what their life or their life purpose is all about. And, saying this affirmation, that's really a part of it. A lot of times people feel like they've lived this life and they don't really know what they want to do in their life. They haven't found their purpose here. Because we all have a purpose to affect the human experience, and a lot of times we don't know what that is. And I say that, last show I told people to sort of get a notebook, write it in the notebook, write it in the journal, however you need to write it. You need to find yourself expressing yourself, expressing your feelings, and getting them out on paper. Even if you don't have somebody directly talk to about it on a day-to-day basis, because, that's all of us, we always say, well, I don't have anybody to talk to. I don't have nobody that want to listen to what I am going through. But you know what? You are your own individual person, and there will be times where you will not have anybody to talk to. But that is not an excuse to hold on to the things that keep you from going forward in your life, keep you from being happy. This is why I tell people to write down your feelings, write down your deepest, darkest feelings. And I think it's a healing thing, actually, to keep a diary or a journal. I really do. Because that allows you to express yourself and really, even if you feel you need to cry, release those tears from your eyes when you're writing. And don't give an account for grammar or commas and spelling or anything that nudge you, and as long as you know what you're writing. Because what's important is that you're releasing whatever you're hurting from and releasing it from your spirit, from your heart. This is a form of release. If you want to find your happy place in life, begin to release those things, those hurts from the past, those pains from the past, those betrayals of the past. Allow yourself to release it and let it go. I can't say that enough. A lot of people don't understand why I just daily, daily, daily replenish my happiness It's because I must, I have to, because I've experienced some things in my life that, you know, put me in a position where I just felt like I just wanted to just say, okay, you know, Lord, you know, woo, not this again. But you know what? I am so, so thankful that I have a fight in me. And then I have a mighty, mighty, mighty powerful, powerful God that I serve. You may call him many different names, but I simply call him Almighty. I'm going to say that throughout the show, you know, but without, you know, so people can relate. The majority of people call him God, but I just, you know, there is a mighty power behind the connection, the spiritual connection. I don't have a religious connection with the Father. I have a spiritual connection with him, meaning that I'm not an overly religious person. I've done that, been that, but I find it so much more rewarding to be able to speak to him, meditate to him, and engage in, and just really just happy thoughts. Everything that encompasses the world, that there are a lot of things that we, you know, the people in the church that say, oh, this is not, you know, a part of the religious format. But I beg to differ. Anything that causes you to really think and dwell on happy thoughts and lightens your spirit and brings your spirit from a despondent state to a, you know, a happy state, you know, wow. I don't really, you know, I'm not preaching, but I'm definitely speaking on, you know, how to bring yourself to a happy. It's not about religion. It's about being connected with spiritually within yourself and to a higher power, and believing and trusting in that higher power to take you from one level to the next level, and always propelling forward, because we don't have to go backwards. We, you know, we only go backwards if we need to reflect and understand why we can't go forward. But, you know, the ideal is, even if you need to go back and reflect, the ideal is for you to reflect and move on and move forward in your life. All right, we're going to I'm going to read another happy affirmation. My sense of humor touches everyone around me. And see, you know, have you ever talk to a person and you know that even if you're on the phone with them or over the airways with them, you know they're smiling when they're speaking. There's something about the human connection from one person to the next. I do have a sense of humor. Some may not like it, but some do. But I think that, you know, we should not be, you know, so stuffy. There are some people, you know, and I've been guilty of this in the past, and I admit that sometimes you can be so serious about everything that you don't know how to embrace others and just have a great time. And once I learned that, you know, wow, you know, it's just, you know, it's okay to let your hair down. No matter how, if you 30, 40, 50, there always should be, there's a little kid in me, a little girl in me sometimes that I like to retreat to sometimes, because it brings back happy memories for me, and I just have a sense of humor, you know, things that, you know, make me laugh. I know how to, you know, embrace things to make me laugh, but when I'm in that happy mode, there's a scripture in I'll call it the Bible scroll, where it says there's a time and a season for everything. So it's a time and a season where you can laugh, and then you can be serious, and, you know, all of those things are great for our lives. It brings back, it brings into our lives a happy balance of being able to maneuver between seasons and times and things of that nature. Just think about the season that you know, how real that is that we have to have a change in seasons. And how that really plays a part in our day-to-day lives by being able to experience the different changes in the season. And that is just, it's the same thing with your mental state of mind, your spiritual state. You know, there has to be something different, something fresh, something new, you know, all of that, that, you know, to go through that true experience of living. And but I really, really like that one. My sense of humor touches everyone around me. I want people to, you know, remember me when I leave the room, and in a good way, you know what I mean? Because you, people can remember you in a bad way. But, yeah, I want people to be able to say, well, you know, that Michelle Alford, I love her smile. I love her spirit. I love her personality, things of that nature. You know, of course, there will be some people that will not feel that way, but it's not about them. It's about who you are as an individual. All right, I'm going to take another happy affirmation. My happiness continually brings me more happiness. You know what? That could not be. That is so true. So true. Every day that I grab my piece of happiness, I'm just happy because I was able to grab some more happiness. And that's the only way that I can put that. It's just, it brings me more joy, more happiness when I am, since I've chosen to be happy. You know, and again, like I said earlier, we will experience things in our lives where it will cause us not to be so happy. And that's okay. Allow yourself time to cry over the things that hurt you, but make it a momentarily cry. Cry and then move on and get yourself back to happiness. That's all it is. When you choose to be a happy person and something happens in your life, devastating, allow yourself to cry, mourn, whatever you need to do, because that's releasing. You're releasing all of that hurt because you can't hold on to that stuff. You can't hold on because it causes you to be bitter and it brews into something more hurting to you. If you hold on to, you know, the issues of life, if you hold on to it, don't allow yourself to be replenished with that happiness. So I just love that, this particular affirmation. My happiness continually brings me more happiness. I want to very quickly read this poem. It's just a short poem, and it's entitled A Happy Plan, by Pauline Oliver. Thank you, Pauline Oliver. We're going to read your poem here on the Poetic Energy Network station. And it says, believe in yourself. Banish self-doubt to a far-off, distant land. Motivate yourself to have the life that you want. Seize happiness by the hand. Energize yourself. Act true to your being. Remember, you are unique. Congratulate yourself. You did it. Found the happiness you seek. By Pauline Oliver. I used to do this in a previous show that I had on my network. I used to, you know, pick a poem from someone out there in the cyber world, or, you know, from a book, and read that poem because it make it coincide with what I'm talking about. And although it's a very short poem, I really enjoyed and wanted to share that with you because a lot of times people, all they need to do is be reminded to believe in themselves. You know, just that little bit of, you know, they say if you have a grain, you know, a mustard seed of, faith, you know, that's all it takes is, you know, for you to believe in the higher power to, you know, react and act in your life. And that the same premise applies here. If you just believe in yourself just a little bit, I guarantee that you can take your life to the next level. You can take your life beyond the mediocre life that you feel that you're living and take yourself to a more successful life. You know, and a lot of people, let me say this very quickly, a lot of people equate success on having a lot of money, but that's not necessarily a successful life. It just means that this person has done very well with whatever they are passionate about, and they're making great money with it. But being successful is just accomplishing those things that you set out to do. You know, that's what success is. Success is not, you know, oh, I got a lot of money, you know. Oh, you know, when you're able to say, I've done it, I did it, that is success. So I want to, you know, encourage people to believe in yourself because, you know, believing in yourself, that means that you are a person that's happy about where you are in your life. I can't stress enough, happy, happy, happy. You know, that's my company. Me and Happy Life Coaching, I just, you know, I told on this show one time how I came about with that name. Just playing around with my daughter, again, me smiling, me joking around, letting my hair down, poking fun with my daughter, and I came up with the name of my company, and you know, and then the father took it even a step more, helping all push past yield. This is what I want to do, and that's happy. Helping all push past yield. And it just makes me, because this is what I want to do. I know this has always been a part of my mission in life, because I never like to see a person not smiling, or they're so hurt that they're unable to smile. And it's just like, you can't kick a person when they're down, because, you know, everybody is not as strong as the next person, but you can help them build to that strength that they need to, you know, get back to that happy point in their lives. And, you know, this is where I can't say it enough, because a lot of times all it takes is a person to help another person navigate through life. When they get off the track, that, you know, the track in their life, you know, there's so many things that we often ask, are we our brothers and sisters the keepers? Yes, we are. A lot of us choose not to be, but this is, you know, everybody's purpose here in life is to help someone else, and not just somebody that we know, because this is very easy to help somebody that you know, but I guarantee you it's more rewarding when you're helping someone that you don't know and not, you know, looking for anything else in return. You know, it's just such a tremendous, experience when you're able to, you know, be a help to someone and not talk about them, not make them feel like they owe you something. You know, because that's not the true liberal giving spirit that you should give in. You know, if you're giving to be seen, or if you're giving to get recognition, that you're doing it in the wrong spirit. You know, it's very difficult for people in the first place to be able to have to say they need someone else. So don't put a person in a position where they feel like, okay, I need her or I need him, but, you know, I'm afraid to go to them because I don't want to feel like, you know, it just puts something else on them that they can't bear. It's just very hard these days to go to a person and say that I need without feeling like you may have to owe this person, and they may hold it over your head for the rest of their life. That's not the true beauty of giving or helping to help people be happy in their lives. That's just definitely in the wrong spirit, but that's another show, and we'll talk about it another time. But again, going back to this point, a lot of times people don't understand this. My network here, although it says Poetic Energy Network Station, this station is not just about poetry. My mission for my station, this is my network, is that I want to impact the entire human experience. I want to entertain you. I want to motivate you. I want to inspire you. I want you to find healing in the words that comes from the mouths of many of our hosts here on the show. You know, it's because I've always been a people person, and I've always been a person that, if I was in a position to help someone, that it would be without question my duty to do so. So this show is more important. This is a very, very important platform for me to be able to share my words, share my motivation, share my energy, because, you know, that's my poetic name, poetic energy. And it's just, you know, I wanted to really inflect it and, you know, put it into people's lives and hearts, a new energy, a new, you know, that's the core thing of being happy. It's an unspeakable energy in your life, and I want people to have that because they can have it. The second part of this poem says, banish self-doubt to a far-off distant land. You know what it's saying? Get rid of it. Get rid of the self-doubt in your life. You can do whatever it is you set out to do in your life. You can do it. And notice that I keep saying you, Y-O-U, Y-O-U. Nothing can happen in your life without you first taking the steps to make that thing happen. Of course, yes, you know, there will be people that can help you along, but you, everything has to begin with you. And once you realize that, you, I cannot say it enough, you are the only person that can change the dynamics in your life. You are the only one. The next part of it says, motivate yourself. Again, it requires you. Anybody, all of you that are under the sound of my voice, I see a lot of you hanging out on the switchboard with me. I so appreciate your presence, but I wanted to brand it in your minds and spill it into your heart that you are in control of your destiny. You are in control of who you are or who you should be in life. Only you can change the dynamics. It says to have the life that you want. A lot of times people, you know, I know they say in the scripture that we were predestined, our lives are predestined. They say that a lot in Christian churches. But the thing is that, you know, there's a little, I'm not going to, you know, really get into that part of it, but I will say that we are required to take action in everything that we do. We have a choice. If we are given the choice to serve a higher power or man, don't you think we have a choice to say, okay, I want to be a part of this plan? And even in the scripture, it says that the Father has a plan for you. He has a plan for our lives, and it's a good plan. Not, you know, it's not in his plan for us to be unhappy, despondent, or lacking, you know, no food, no clothing, or things that lack the basic needs of shelter. That's not in his plan. So wouldn't it make sense that he would give us the power to say, I want to change my life for the better? I have to do that. Because he empowers every day we wake up. That's empowerment to say, to change your destiny in life. It is. If he affords us the next day to live, to breathe, to eat, to walk, to dance, to laugh, to pray, wow. Isn't that communicating that he's giving us the opportunity to change whatever it is that needs to be changed in our life? The next part of it says, seize happiness by the hand. All right? You know, just allow yourself for a moment to visualize happiness, being an individual, a person, or something that you can just grab. It says, seize happiness by the hand. And if you've ever held somebody's hand and held it real tight and you didn't want to let them go because either you love them, you just love feeling their touch, just imagine happiness being an individual and you just take a grip on it and just hold on to it for dear life, because happiness is yours to seize. It's just such an amazing thing. If we begin, allow ourselves to visualize, you know, I like to come from a poetic standpoint, because poetry to me is so healing, and it really can help people see things that they didn't see before. if you know about the use of metaphors and symbolism and things of that nature, you know, the Father allows us to use many things to really communicate a great message. You know, we just have to be open-minded to receive it, that message. But anyway, you know, I just really, like I said, I had a totally different platform that I was going to talk about today. But then, actually, we were supposed to have a relationship coach on the air. But nevertheless, I guess we'll have to reschedule that. And but you know, I was led to talk about being happiness because there's so many people that are living unhappy lives, and they don't know how to. They don't know how to get past whatever they're going through to be happy. A lot of times, it's just the weight from everything, you know, the burdens, the trials, the tribulations, the circumstances is so heavy that, you know, a person just don't know how to push up and just, you know, say, hey, get this off of me. They don't know how to do that. And so this is when a person that's in a position where they are happy and they see their brother or sister down, it doesn't matter what their color or their nationality is, their, you know, their race or anything, if you see your brother or sister down and you somehow, become acquainted with them, they come across your path, and you are able to witness their hurt and their pain, you have just been put in the position to help them. And I'm not saying, you know, we definitely need to use wisdom when we're helping people, but I'm a type of person, I don't believe nothing happens by chance. And when you're put in the position to help somebody, help them heal, parents their pain, then by all means, allow yourself to be used in a mighty way. All right, we have a few more minutes remaining in the show. I'm just going to take a moment's break because I am getting, you know, anytime I talk about, you know, I'm really passionate about, you know, healing, helping people heal past their pain. It's just, you know, something that, you know, really is near and dear to my heart because I know a lot of people need that and they can't find that. And this is where I have made my commitment to be a vessel that helped people to heal. Because you know what? There was a time in my life where, you know, things were not always so happy. Things were not always so grand. But the wonderful thing is that it was part of the Almighty's plan for me to heal past my pain and be able to live and be a testament to someone else who needs that same motivation, same inspiration in their lives. You know, we our lives speak to other people, into other people's lives. You just got to know that. You know, when you think people are not watching your life, they really are, because a lot of people are trying to find hope in any place, anyone that they can. And you never know how living your life to the best of your ability will help that person, you know, come up in their life and begin to live more harmoniously. I'm going to take a quick break, collect myself and my tears. I think I'm getting ready to have an Oprah moment. I just want to make sure I don't want to be boohooing on the air over here. So I am just going to entertain you for just a bit to kind of just, you know, soothe the atmosphere just a little bit with a little jazz here. And this is one of my favorite jazz musicians out there that's really, you know, is really impacting the world with their gift. And I'm going to share it with you. And this is Mr. Yancey with Remember, featuring Gerald Daimi. Hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. But nevertheless, he is Remember. And I'll be right back after this musical break. Oh, Well, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. You're tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network Station, and this is your hour with Life with Michelle E. Alfred of Me, a Happy Life Coaching. And this has been just a truly, truly tremendous blessing to me, just adding this segment onto my network. For those of you who do not know that I am also the network owner, I'm the creative mind behind the Poetic Energy Network Station, and we have a host of shows that we do daily, and I've employed several different hosts to bring a different platform each day, again, to impact the human experience by, you know, entertaining, inspiring, motivating, all of those great things, because we need all of those elements in our life to be happy. And I just want to let you know that my mission is helping all push past yield. And a lot of the shows that we will be bringing, I've done a lot of things in my life. I've even professionally been in real estate for almost 15 years. So we'll be bringing some shows on this segment talking about real estate and how people, traveled teaching real estate classes and teaching people how to, about foreclosure properties and things of that nature. So we'll be bringing a lot of educational things to this segment of the show because, those are some things that I know about, and I want to share them with you because, again, I want to touch all of those things because, you know, as we know with the economy and so many things changing, people losing their homes, have lost their homes and things of that nature, sometimes if they would, if they would have had a bit of information, it could have helped them, change their circumstances. And this is kind of what I want to do throughout the different segments that we provide on this particular hour of the show. So we'll be having different shows, and, some things may interest you, some things may not. Perhaps you'll know someone that can benefit from some of the things that we will be talking about, and we will occasionally bring other people, professionals in on this hour and kind of sharing their professional experience with the things that they do with the sole purpose of making sure that we help all of our listeners in some way to form in their life. I just wanted to, I know we have really a short time before I move on, want to say I am hosting a community support group at the YWCA in Inkster, Michigan. Some of you, so if you're in the Michigan area, you're certainly welcome to stop through and join us on the second week in March, which will be the first, March 6th, and that will be our first community meeting. It's something that I decided that I wanted to do on the regular basis in the community, and I kind of took it to the director of the YWCA, and they're loving the idea of someone really helping women to, mentally, be in charge of themselves. And we're going to have a platform where we're talking about life, love, finances, weight, everything that we could possibly bring to the platform to really heal people past all the things that they're dealing with in their life. And it's going to be at 26429 Michigan Avenue. That's in Inkster, Michigan, at the YWCA building. I am the facilitator of that particular program, and we're looking to use, again, poetry to be a part of that, to kind of, incorporate, a fun element into, helping people to find happiness in their life. So, I'm looking forward to that, and, you're certainly welcome. If you're interested, you can RSVP at call us at 734-288-7189, or you can email me at meahappy@gmail.com. That's meahappy@gmail.com. We would love to have you. We will be having various programs, and we will kind of rotate depending on how many women decide to come. on a regular basis, but like I said, this is our first community support group that I've started for women. But certainly we have information that the women that may be married or whatever can take home and share with their husbands and their male friends. It's only for women because I'm a woman and so I just have a group for the women, but everything, all the information can certainly be used across the board. All right, we still have 7 minutes remaining in the show, so let me just kind of jump back in here and jump back at this with this poem because, the poem really fed into what I wanted to speak on today. And, I was compelled in my heart to kind of speak on happiness because that's a lot of people seek happiness, and, again, they don't know how to find that happiness. But let's just kind of wrap it up here. It says, the next part of the poem says, energize yourself. Act true to your being. Remember you are unique. Congratulate yourself. You did it. Found the happiness you seek. Wow. That was just a simple, simple poem, but it was so impactful, and it said so much that energize yourself. And notice that throughout that poem, it requires you. I can't say that enough. It requires you as an individual. So that poem is just, speaking volumes, telling you, you do have the power. You do have the strength. You have the wherewithal to get up and energize yourself. Change your life. You have to find whatever speck of power in you, because we have it. As despondent as we may feel, it's still there. It's still in you. It's still in you to be, successful, to be great, because you are unique. It's still in you. That's what life coaching is about, is helping people to find that thing that's already in them. We don't give you anything new or different because everything already is in you. You just have to search within and find your strength. Find your joy, find your peace. I can't say it enough. And that's why I wanted to use this poem in this discussion today, because when I read it, I'm like, wow, it's saying everything. And more importantly, it's telling you as an individual that you have to remember that you are the key thing. You are the key element to changing you. That's the key word. You remember that you, Y-O-U. And I challenge you, everyone, to, under the sound of my voice, when you begin to, start your journal, if you already have a journal, take a page and write the word Y-O-U on top. And begin to just really say, just affirm that you are, or just change it to I, you, allow yourself to write you, and then begin to write your own story about the dynamics of your life. And I guarantee you that you will begin to see how, empower yourself, how you can empower yourself, because you're speaking to you. You can do this. Begin to say things like, you can do this. You can change the circumstances of your life for the good. You can bring yourself out of this bad circumstance and bring yourself in a good circumstance. You can love yourself so you're able to love others properly, because we all say that we love people. But if to be truly, truly honest with yourself, you can't efficiently love someone else if you don't love yourself. So begin to write in your journal, Y-O-U, and begin to speak to yourself. Even if you have to, you, Michelle, can do this. You, Michelle, can change your life for the good. You, if your name is Brittany, if your name is Jennifer, if your name is Michael, you, Michael, can change your dynamics. You, Michael, are successful. You, Michael, can write that book. You, Michael, just how your teachers, when you did something bad in the classroom, and the teacher will have you write something over and over and over, to teach you a lesson? Well, I want to teach you a lesson. A lesson to know that you are in control of your happiness. And it's going to take you to begin writing out your happy plan. That's the title of this poem. You get it? Writing out your happy plan. Get started, folks. I just want to say thank you so, so much for hanging out with me, all of you on the switchboard. It's been great and grand just sharing with you some thoughts, and hopefully I was able to help someone, because that is my goal, is to be able to, you know, take you from this point, or this bonded point in your life, or just a low point in your life, and bring you to a happy place in your life, helping you discover that happiness within you, helping you to discover the greatness in you. And it's been real and it's been great, and I so appreciate you. Please do make sure you check out some of the other shows that we have airing throughout the week with various hosts. Again, I am Cheryl E. Alford, a.k.a. Poetic Energy, who coincidentally is the network owner of the Poetic Energy Network Station, and our goal is to unite voices and change lives. And Mia Happy Life Coaching Goals is we are aiming to help all push past you, and I hope I've helped you somehow push past you in your life today with some of the things that I've said. We promise to bring you some, you know, interesting and great topics for you, and bring you some interesting guests that will come and share in their professionalism and share with you in their words, so that you know, hopefully it can help you as well. Please remember to tell a friend. And like me on my fan page. I have over 5,000 friends on my personal page. So I've started a new fan page, which is Author Michelle Alford, a.k.a. Poetic Energy. You can find me on Facebook there. You can tweet with me, Author Michelle Alford. The radio station's tweeting account is Poetic Energy 1. I'm on LinkedIn under Author Michelle, Official Michelle Alford. My Facebook page is Official Michelle Alford. Even if you won't be able to accept your friend request, you still can subscribe to me, and I'll just send you a message if I can directly and have you directed to my fan page so that we can, you know, reach out and touch one another, you know, as often as we can. And certainly I'm not beneath learning from some of you. So I welcome you to come and join me on either one of my fan pages. And continue to hang out with me weekly here on Life with Michelle E. Alford of Mia Happy Life Coaching. I want to say have an awesome, awesome rest of the afternoon. Until next time, see you soon.